We're going to go now to Matt Rivers. He's in the region right now, Bogota, Colombia. What are we hearing from inside Venezuela this morning?
There's no question things are very tense inside Venezuela right now, as really an entire country waits to see what's going to happen next and who will govern that country on a day-to-day basis. We have seen some video of small-scale pro-Maduro protests breaking out in Venezuela, but certainly that doesn't represent the feeling in the country overall. I've been speaking to people personally inside Venezuela for at least the last couple of days, and many people are saying two things. One, a sense of relief and happiness that Maduro is gone, but also a sense of worry of what is to come after President Trump's announcement that the U.S. will, quote, run the government, George, without any real specifics as to what that looks like.
And Matt, the president also seemed to have a warning for Colombia, where you are right now. Secretary of State Marco Rubio for Cuba. What's been the reaction in the region?
Well, the region, as you might expect, more left-leaning governments, Colombia, where I am, Mexico, Cuba, all condemning U.S. actions. We have seen other protests pop up internationally as well. Some major European cities seeing some small-scale protests against U.S. action. But the U.S. also finds overwhelming support in the millions of Venezuelan refugees that have left that country over the past couple of years, celebrating openly in places like Miami, Santiago, and Madrid. So, George, it really is a contradiction here. Many people in this region very happy that Maduro has left. But when President Trump talks about dominating the Western Hemisphere, about seizing U.S. resources, the so-called seizing resources for the U.S., this so-called Donroe Doctrine, that brings up very real, painful memories for people here of colonialism. So many people, George, at this moment just don't really know what to think.